Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for his word. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, my sermon title is Sufficient Grace. Let's look back on that passage of scripture. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus, said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, because you know there was always a crowd with Jesus, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. How was he? Didn't say. Maybe tired? Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we perish?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. You could hear a pin drop. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the waves and the sea obey him?" Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your presence this morning, your servant, oh God. Thank you for using me, oh Heavenly Father, this day to bring forth your word. I pray, oh God, that as your word go forth, hearts will be transformed, oh God, and others will come to know you as Lord and Savior. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Who then is this that the wind and the sea obey him? He is Jesus, carrying out the will of his heavenly Father. Jesus assuring his disciples that they could trust him. Church, men, it's Father's Day. Men were and still are important to our Lord. He responded with understanding and compassion because he knew that these 12 men whom he had called and who had accepted the call to follow him would become the catalyst to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, thus transforming hearts and changing the world. He wasn't about to lose them, except, of course, for the one who would eventually betray him. He continually prayed for his disciples. Each of these men had his own personal encounter with the Lord. It takes patience, understanding, unconditional love, compassion, making adjustments when necessary, and the list goes on, to be a father. These disciples were like children, and Jesus, the representation of their heavenly Father. Fathers, today we celebrate you. Whether you are a biological father, an adoptive father, surrogate father, foster father, a single parent father, I say to you, you are important to Jesus. You are not perfect, be assured. That like he extended grace to Peter when he thrice denied knowing Jesus, grace sufficient to bring Peter back into right relationship with him, he'll do the same for you. And so, as the benevolent Father, you'll extend that same grace to your children. You'll encourage them, love them unconditionally, even when the choices they make go against all that you believe or want for them. Be the shoulder they cry on when things go wrong. Be there to help them pick the pieces up. To you, fathers, who haven't had your encounter with the Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, I say to you, it's not too late. You are not too far gone. Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, who was not one of the 12, he had his own encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road. Who would have thought that a man who persecuted the people of the way, as early Christian believers were called, would later be used to spread the gospel. You look in the New Testament, most of those letters were done by the Apostle Paul, and most of them he was in prison. But God knew that this man was going to be used by him, and so he had to have his own encounter with Jesus Christ. And you can have your own encounter today. What a job he did with Paul. That is why Paul, in his second epistle of Corinthians 6:1-13, urged the Corinthian church that they should not accept the grace of God in vain. He went on to say, today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. You have an opportunity to have that relationship with your Heavenly Father. Rest assured, you are important to Him. He will not leave you nor forsake you. His grace is all sufficient. So when you mess up, you go to Him. When you forget that your son has a birthday and your son is upset with you, you said, Lord, I'm sorry. And you tell your son, son, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday. When you forget to go to that game, you said, son, I am so sorry. But you make time to do the things that are important as a father. Sometimes, some fathers, you're not in a position to help your children for whatever reason. Life took its course, and you may be on the downslide, but you know, you've got hope. Because the Lord will not leave you nor forsake you. You just have to turn to Him. You have to remember that He is there. He said, call on me and I will answer you. He said, cast your burdens on me. Cast them. Cast your cares on me and I will bear them for you. You don't have to do it alone. Even as Christian fathers, many times you mess up too. But guess what? Jesus has your back. Like He wanted His disciples to understand, I got you. I know you're terrified. I know I'm sleeping, like I would probably be sleeping. You know, I sleep very easily. He would be saying, I got you. Don't worry. I am here in the boat. I control the wind. I control the waves. I control the sea. I am in control, even when you think I am sleeping. Even when you see me dozing, I'm just resting, my sons. I am in control. So I can still the waves, and I can calm the sea, and I can say, peace, be still. No matter what you're going through, in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 8, Paul said, 3 different times I begged the Lord to remove that thorn in my flesh. Your thorn could be something else. Your thorn in your flesh could be something you're looking at that you're not supposed to look at. Your thorn in your flesh could be somewhere you're going that you're not supposed to go as a father and as a Christian father. Your thorn in your flesh could be anything. Paul said, I begged him 3 times. And each time, 3 different times, imagine you go to God, Lord, I'm begging you. He said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. And then Paul would later say, I am glad now that I am about my weakness so the power of God can work through me. Fathers, remember this. The apostles, the disciples, they were not easygoing. Their life was not easy. When you accept the challenge to be a father or to be a follower of Jesus Christ, no one tells you, no one guarantees you it's easy. But you know what? They had beatings. You read in Corinthians. They were beaten, they were flogged, they were stoned, they were spat upon, they were talked about, they were lied about, so many things. Sounds familiar? Jesus went through all of that too. Because even before He appeared, Isaiah said in 53, for He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was beaten for us. He bore it for us. He went to Calvary for us so that his unconditional grace, grace alone, faith alone, in Christ alone, could save us, could redeem us. So fathers, as you celebrate this day, remember, no matter what your situation, he's got your back. No matter what you go through, you can call on him. He will help you to be the father you're called to be. He will help you to father your children so that they can grow up and remember that. Even if they walk away from the Lord, you would have planted that seed. You would have written on the CD of their lives. And someday we hope they will remember. They will be able to go back. And they will remember the great father you have been to them. And so, remember this song about your heavenly father. When the situations that you can't cope with arise, when you're going through the storm and you don't know, Lord, what am I going to do? Remember, as he said to his disciples, peace be still. This song comes to mind and it says, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Fathers, surround your children with love. As the Heavenly Father surrounds you with love, surround them with your love, unconditional love. Show them unconditional grace as the Lord has shown you and will continue to show you unconditional grace. May the Lord bless you, and may, as his words go forth, may they take root in your hearts, and remember this day. Happy Father's Day.